By this time tomorrow, the recreational use of marijuana by anyone 21 or older will be legal in Massachusetts as a new state law takes effect tomorrow. But young people on college campuses in this state should not expect any changes in school policies. WBUR's Fred Tice explains.
Seth Blumenthal teaches a course at Boston University on marijuana, marijuana in U.S. history.
And the students ask me, so, you know, what's going to happen? Is it going to be crazy? And I have to explain to them that there are still a lot of laws that they need to understand. And the first thing is that you have to be 21 years old, right? So I ask them, what's the law on alcohol? It all applies. Would you walk down the street with a beer? No.
Blumenthal is concerned that students will start growing marijuana in off-campus housing.
And so I worry about growing and those situations where you have overcrowding and just dangerous situations for fire.
Blumenthal worries that students will build elaborate indoor setups that require huge amounts of electricity. But he points out that for the next 2 years, while growing marijuana will be legal, it will still be illegal to sell it. He says there's really one message to students.
The story I should be telling the students is really nothing's going to change. And I think that that's important for them to understand on a lot of levels.
And that's the message all colleges and universities are sending their students. Jack Dunn is the spokesman for Boston College.
Possession, use, consumption, manufacturing, sale, or distribution of drugs on our campus is illegal.
Dunn explains that colleges are bound by federal law,
which requires us to certify that we've adopted and implemented a program to prevent the unlawful possession, use, or distribution of drugs or alcohol by students. So that policy will remain in effect.
Back at BU, Detective Lieutenant Peter DiDomenica predicts his fellow officers' response to marijuana will pretty much remain the same. The university has the right to continue prohibiting marijuana on campus.
Just because there's a law that authorizes people over 21 to possess and use marijuana doesn't mean you have to let them on your property to do it.
That prohibition, DiDomenica explains, extends to medical marijuana.
If it's that important to you and you have a medical marijuana card and you feel it's you need to have this, you'll have to live off campus.
DiDomenica says in the 2 years medical marijuana has been legal in Massachusetts, BU police has not encountered anyone with it on university property. All marijuana has been legal in Colorado since 2012. Ryan Huff is the spokesman for the University of Colorado at Boulder.
We haven't noticed anything dramatically different than what we had before marijuana was legalized for recreation use in 2012. You know, we have our student body of 32,000 students. More than half of them are under the age of 21 anyway. So this law does not affect them.
Those 21 or over can buy marijuana.
But you can't smoke it on campus. You can't smoke it in public anywhere in the state. You could still face a ticket for that. So we really have not noticed any dramatic spike in tickets or disciplinary referrals. I think because of the age restriction, mainly.
Huff does say the university is not sure if marijuana use has gone up.
Hard to tell usage because you know we're not everywhere. But one of the things that we have boosted is our education on marijuana.
Marijuana policy seems to be a sensitive subject for colleges and universities in Massachusetts. Neither the University of Massachusetts, MIT, Northeastern, nor Tufts would make anyone available to talk about the issue. All of them issued statements saying essentially the same thing. There will be no change in university policy regarding the use, possession, or cultivation of marijuana on university property. At Harvard, the situation is a little more nuanced. Whether there will be a new policy depends on the Faculty of Arts and Sciences. But like all other universities, Harvard, too, is constrained by federal law. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.